around sports.
True.
However,
fact.
I feel okay about it. I don't normally tweak the staples of life in my world around sports, though, like, you know, work, church, things of that nature. However, if you are, if the pastor is a big sports fan, then occasionally maybe they will. Tim Christensen of the Gold Hill Lutheran Church in Butte, Montana, was concerned about getting home in time to watch the 49ers game this weekend. He's a big Niners fan, did not want to miss the game with the Panthers this weekend, and I guess they kicked off at what time? Sunday.
Pretty early.
It was a noon game,
yeah,
right?
It was a noon game, yeah.
So I guess in Montana that was at, I assume that, they're, I think they may be Mountain, but either way.
Oh, Mountain, yeah.
Well,
maybe.
10 or 11,
yeah,
either
10 or
way.
11, yeah.
So the bottom line is he needed to get out of church fairly quickly, and here's the way he did it. Now, I think every so often this is probably fine. I don't have a problem with this at all. I'm not a religious leader, so I don't know. By the way, we've got our qualifier, so if you're calling it for that, you can stop now, and Matt will announce the qualifier in just a moment. But here's Pastor Tim this last Sunday.
Good morning.
Welcome to Gold Hill Evangelical Lutheran Church. For those of you who weren't at the early service and are here, you may not be aware that there is a football game starting in just a few moments. Not that I have any vested interest in this game or the outcome of that game whatsoever, but I was thinking we might have just a little bit of an abbreviated service. So if you want to just kind of follow with me a little bit, would you all like to be forgiven for your sins?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. You are. I was going to talk in my message about wine and about servanthood, but I think you probably know enough about that, right? Okay, great. There's some bread and some wine up here on the table. You feel free to help yourself if you'd like to. Come as you are. That's just fine. And let's see. It's go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Okay, we will. Thanks be to God.
Yes, and I'm out of here.
There you go.
Just
the
one big joke.
Fantastic too, if you've seen it. He rips open his shirt, Superman style, to see a nice 49er logo underneath.
It is pretty amusing. Some Keithley Service coming live fan feedback. Romeo says, y'all are crazy. Ben Roethlisberger's an automatic lock Hall of Fame. I have no problem with that. I don't think he's a top five quarterback today, but as far as a Hall of Famer that's active today, I think you definitely have a strong case to be made there.
Now, were we saying that these are Hall of Fame? Who's going to be the fifth Hall of Famer, or who's the best quarterback today?
Fifth best quarterback today.
That's why I picked. I wasn't saying Wilson was going to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying I would pick him today.
He also says Drew Brees is the only quarterback to throw for 5,000 four times, not two. Yes, I think he's the only quarterback to throw for 5,000 twice, though, but he's done it four times just to pile on. Isn't that right? I think that's what I saw this weekend. Am I wrong in that?
I believe.
I think he's the only guy that's done it twice, and he's done it four times. I think that's correct. That's how you get to number five all time with the career length that he's had. I could be wrong. Romeo also says Eli Manning's number five currently, I guess.
Okay. Currently?
That's what he said.
Okay.
My dad says hello. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
And Paul T. says, cheer up, neck optional. Internet rumor has it that Calipari is jumping to the football side of the NCAA to rebuild the clones program. Hope that helps. It doesn't, and I don't think that's happening. I would love to see Calipari leave Kentucky, though, anytime he wants. Last but not least, on the NFL, and we may get into this a little bit more later, but Robert Griffin III, Chris sent me this story this morning, took to Facebook to vent about some concerns over fans, about why he wears a sleeve, why he does this, why he does that.
It's like every headline finally got to him. And he kind of unleashed every thought he had on all these headlines throughout the season.
And he goes through, it's a very long email or a Facebook post, I won't read to you, and he talks about why he does so many interviews, because he has to, why he wears red shoes, because he, whatever.
Now we're going
to
get back together. We, all capital W-E.
Yeah, I just, Martellus Bennett, he simply put, lame.
He tweeted it and just put lame.
This is the best part, though. He goes, Martellus Bennett goes, who still has Facebook anyways, LOL? I'm going to release a statement on my MySpace music page. That is funny. You know what? I read an article, an interview with George Clooney recently, and George Clooney basically said, I have no idea why a celebrity would have a Twitter page.
Yeah.
Or why they'd be on Facebook. I couldn't agree more.
Twitter.
Why would you want to make yourself more accessible as a professional athlete than you already are? You already don't get peace when you go to restaurants. You don't get peace when you walk down the street. You know, you're going to get criticized in the newspaper. You're going to get criticized on TV. You're going to have fans calling into sports talk shows talking trash about you. Why would you want to make yourself more available to your fans?
Well, I think there's different levels of celebrity, though. You got your A-listers up there like the Clooneys and the Brad Pitts of the world and Matt Damon's that I could see why you don't want that, or you don't want that type of outside connection. You don't need it.
But all the things I just said about a starting NFL quarterback and the like Robert Griffin III,
yeah.
All the things I just said about Clooney and the stars you just mentioned apply to him too.
I'm not so sure because he's a guy who he's still a quarterback who's trying to, you know, connect with fans. And whenever fans go and see you and connect with you, he's the one going out there, going to the hospitals and talking with, you know, with little kids, going to the classrooms, you know, being a part of the NFL, play 60. I think he's more of a, he needs that interaction with fans so that they go and fill those stands and root them on. The NFL knows that. George Clooney doesn't care. They already paid him millions of dollars to go and play some role in a movie. He doesn't care.
Well, they already paid Robert Griffin III millions of dollars to play quarterback for the Redskins.
Yes, but that comes along. Being quarterback, I think, of a team is more of a community member, not being an actor.
I need people to pay attention to this show. That's how I get paid. That's how the station makes money. That's how our advertisers get the benefit of being associated with us. I don't think he needs any more people paying attention to him. And, oh, by the way, if he plays well and they win games, he's going to get all the attention he needs.
But it's not about attention. It's about connecting. I think if you use the social media platform right, then I think it's a big asset to a lot of people out there. Maybe not the Cloonies of the world.
If I was a pro athlete or an actor or somebody in that life,
you wouldn't have it.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
Even if you were...
I could see if you're a politician because, again, you need voters.
Yes.
There's upside. I don't know what the upside is for guys like him. It's great for the fans.
Yeah.
It's probably good for the organization. It's great for the NFL.
Isn't that what it's about, the fans?
Not really. Not if I'm him. No, it's about me. I got
to
do what I got to do, and I wouldn't be messing with Twitter if I was him.
See Trey Shapp ride a horse?